Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Tav Chaf. Okay. Im Rashim Rashos Akonim Barosh Chodesh. Okay. So, Aleph, Al Hamis. Well, first of all, the Shir is sponsored, Le'ili Nishmas Harav Pinchas Ben Avraham Moshe. Okay, so on Hamis, a person passes away. We're at the Levaya Hespedim. Nashim me'anos shekulan omros ke'achad. So the woman, I don't think I've ever seen any of this, but the woman say the psukim, now it could also be men, but it was more customary and more moving for the women, and they would all say some kind of a poem or psukim together. Umetabchos, and they would be, what does that mean? Dehainu lahakos kaf al kaf, they would like smack one hand, one palm on another palm, right? This is part of the hesped. The whole process we'll explain in a second. Avalo mekonenos, but they don't mekonenos. What is mekonenos? Same idea, but it is shetehei achas omeres ve'acheros onos acharea. You have the main woman first say the pasuk or whatever they're saying out loud. And then all the other women would repeat it. This was a lot more emotional and a lot more moving. If they had one person leading and everybody answered, it would instill people to be more sad, to cry more, be more emotional. And as the Mishnah Berurah writes it, "Shezeu ikar ha-hesped." It's the main part of the hesped. It's when you're me'orer the bechi, when you're arousing everyone to cry. And this is Asar and Rosh Chodesh, because it's a mini Yom Tov. Okay. Let's see, are we finished? Yeah, just real quick to digress. So just to point out, a hesped, again, we're going to get to this in your idea, a hesped, the main point of a hesped is to make the people cry. And it's to be kavod to the mace. It's also for the Avelim, for them to hear. And the side benefit can be, Musar. We're gonna explain this there's a reason why. I'll elaborate. It's not a time for giving long, fancy, chidushim and drashos. It's not a time for limud Torah. That's not the purpose. Here, let's finish reading Bet. Seif Bet, Omrim Siduk Hadin ve Kaddish. And we do say, the Shulchan Aruch writes, even on Rosh Chodesh, we do say Siduk Hadin. Siduk Hadin is basically just a few psukim, where we're basically saying, Diana Emes, Hashem is in control and he knows what he's doing. It's a paragraph of a few different psukim. By Ashkenazim and Sephardim, it's for the most part the same, not identical, but the order is a little bit different. So it looks different, and it's only a little different. They both have the psukim, the Sfardim, I believe, start with Tzadikata Hashem v'yashar mishpatecha v'chulei, and Ashkenazim will start with Hatsur tamim pa'olo kichol derechav mishpat v'chulei, and they both each have each other's psukim. So even on Rosh Chodesh, or any time right after the burial, we say these psukim and we say kaddish. That's called Siduk Hadin. Hagah, Rama writes, Ve'ein nohagin kain. But we don't say it. Basically, the first opinion basically points out it's just like we say Baruch Dayan Emes. It's just an expression of acknowledging to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but it's not really part of the hesped. And the other opinion says, well, it's a little bit, and it leads a little bit to hesped. So we don't say. The Minhag Ashkenaz is not to say, and in general, by Sephardim, to the best of my knowledge, around the world, they also do not say, but it really depends on the Minhag. Some would say, some wouldn't say. For all these things, it totally depends on the Minhag. Okay, let's keep reading the Ramah. Just look in your day, it says, V'chein b'chol ha'yamim she'ein omrim v'hem tachanun. Whenever there's no tachanun, Not that Tachanun itself is Koveya, it's because if you don't say Tachanun, it means that part of the day is a little bit special or a little bit of a Yom Tov. So therefore, whenever we don't say Tachanun, we do not say Tziduk Hadin. V'chen be'erev Shabbos achar Chatzos. So too, whenever it's Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, we also don't say Tziduk Hadin. Okay. Now just to point out, the Kaddish that we're talking about over here, we do say, everyone says Kaddish afterwards. We might say a different parak of Tehillim, like Michtam LeDavid or whatever. But we do say Kaddish afterwards. The Kaddish we're talking about here is in the middle of Kaddish, or in the beginning, after you say Yitkadal Vitkadash Shemei Rabbah, you say Ve'alma Dihud Atil Yitkadata V'chule V'chule. And it's these extra words that are in the Kaddish that we're talking about, if you say or don't say. Okay, so Yesh Omrim She'im Kovrim Meit Balayla, so too at night time, some say She'ein Omrim Kaddish V'lo Tziduk Hadin. We don't say Kaddish. Again, it's referring to the special Kaddish that has extra words, but everyone says regular Kaddish V'lo Tziduk Hadin, and we also don't say Tziduk Hadin at night time. Okay. It's the time of Gvura for Mazikin, and we don't want to give them extra strength.
So that's independent of Rosh Chodesh.
That's Erev Shabbos and nighttime is independent of Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah just brings it in. That's right. Similar to by Hespedim. We don't do Hespedim. Here it doesn't really talk about Hespedim that much. It's more about Siddur Kadin and Kaddish. So too, we don't say Hespedim. We'll learn that more in Yaradeya. On Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, because again, also it's a Shtikl Yom Tov starts in already, or Erev Shabbos starts in, and also it's a Tircha for the people. We don't want them to. People want to get moving so they can get ready for Shabbos. Same thing by Hesped. Just to point out, when it comes to Hespedim, so like when people don't do Hespedim for certain times, the last time I was asked to speak twice at a Hesped, and one was on Rosh Chodesh and one was on Chanukah. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on me and on the Tzibor that I didn't speak for too long. The main point then is either you don't speak at all, that's what some people do, or some people they speak just a little bit. And the point is just to give kavod of the mate, just to introduce the person, people know who he is, to learn something from him and get some musr out of him. But again, it's not for long drashas. And if you were to speak to some rabbanim, they would say, yeah, speak very short, keep it to like 3 minutes. And other rabbanim would say, keep it also very short, keep it to like 20 minutes. So everyone has their own perspective. Okay, let's go on. Tav Chaf Aleph. Kriyas uveroshech otsheichem kodem psukei de zimra. Okay, so now we're talking about korbanos. You mentioned psukim of Rosh Chodesh by korbanos. Aleph. Noagim be'ashkenaz, and Ashkenaz there is the minyan she'omrim parshas uvarach she'chod sheichem at shacharis achar parshas etami during korbanos. Ubi Sfarad, and in the Spanish or Middle East, eino hagin le'omra. The minhag is not to mention it. Why? Because we're going to mention those psukim when we read Kriyas HaTorah that morning. No need to say it again. We actually say it in Musaf too. And the reason to say it, even though you're going to say it anyway, is just to remind people in the morning, get people in the groove that they're going to remember to say that it's Rosh Chodesh and to daven a little bit differently and not to forget Ya'alev Yavo. Now, unfortunately, many of us never say any korbanos, so there's really no nafkamina for those people. Okay, let's go on. Tav Chaf Bet. Seder at Tfilah v'Hallel b'Rosh Chodesh. Oh, we're going to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So Aleph, Arvit, Shacharit, u'Mincha. Right, for the three Tfilahs that we always say, Mispalo Shmona Esrei Brachos. You say a regular Shmona Esrei, except Ve'omer Ya'alev Yavo b'Ritzei. But in Ritzei, right, you don't do this in Musaf, but in Ritzei of the three main tefillas, Mar, Shacharis, Mincha, we say Ya'alev Yavo, and we mention Rosh Chodesh. V'im, Lo Amra Be'arvis, we're all familiar. If one doesn't say Yalev Yavo, at night time he forgets. Ein machzirin oto. You don't go back, you're Yotze anyway. Okay. And in Reish Tzadi Dalit, we learned some more details, but okay. We'll just recap a couple that the Mishnah Berurah reminds us. I'll just use his. Anyway, so Ein machzirin oto, then you don't go back. Bein sherosh chodesh yom echad, bein shehem shnei yamim. It doesn't matter if it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh or a two-day Rosh Chodesh. At nighttime, we never go back. Because the Beis Din is never Mekadesh Yom Rosh Chodesh at nighttime. And since they're never Mekadesh Yom Rosh Chodesh at nighttime, nighttime never has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. It's never the time to mention Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, only because we have a set calendar, we know when it is, so we stick it into Maariv. But really, in the olden days, they would never say Ritzei Yalev Yavo in Maariv, because it was never Shaykh. Because they never knew when it was going to be, until the next day.
But the previous day wasn't Rosh Chodesh, and they knew it was Rosh Chodesh or Yamar.
If the first day was Rosh Chodesh?
If the first day wasn't Rosh Chodesh, then they knew that the second day was Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah. So we know it is, and in those days, always needed to be, but they were never Makadesh. The day itself, even though they knew when it was going to be, but it depends how you learn that sugya a little bit. And as Machlokas in the Mishnah, if you even have to do Kiddush HaChodesh, correct. But the essence of the night is not the time to be Makadesh, at least. Okay, very good. Little tricky, fine. What do we want to mention? Oh, Mishnah Berurah points out if a tzibur wants to mention, you know, call out after between Kaddish and Shemana Esrei, Yalev Yavo, to say the words besides just giving a klap, that's mutter, but it's not called a hefzik, but it's Sorech HaTfila. Usually we know, once we just give a klap, we don't need to say the words, but okay, it's not a hefzik. Now, do you go back? Once you mention the words, Baruch Ata Hashem, you continue, you don't go back. That's for nighttime. You don't even say the words Lamdeni Chlekecha. You don't go back because you don't need to. So we don't. Okay, because that would be a little bit of a hefsek in the middle of tefillah. Shalol etzarech. That's not necessary. Okay, here let's go on. Aval imlo amaro shachar esr mincha. What if you forgot to say Yalev Yavo by shachar esr mincha? Machzirin oto. That's the simple halacha. You go back, right? You finish davening, you realize you forgot, you go back. And if you only said the words Baruch Ata Hashem and you're about to say Amachazir Shechinato Letzion, we stop you. You stop yourself and you say Lamdeni Chukecha, but that's the pasuk, because otherwise you're going to have to go back anyway. So anyways, we want to minimize. So you said a pasuk, it's better than a pasuk than a bracha levatala. Okay, so V'im niskar kodim shehi. I'll just point out, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you mentioned right away, or before by Kriya Satara, that you forgot to say Yalev Yavo, you have to go back. What if you said Musaf? Do you have to go back? So he mentions it's a machlokas, Achronim Hadraskin, and the best thing to do, he says, is to daven again with a Tanai, Toras Nadava, because you're not sure if you have to go back or to make a Tanai, either way. Okay. And if you ever have to go back, you always go back to the beginning of the unit of three. The first three, the last three brachas are all one unit, so if you ever have to go back in the middle, you just go back to the words Ritzeh, to the beginning of the three brachas. Again, just to point out, if a person went back and he went back to just Yalev Yavo, and not the words Ritzeh, it still works. Okay, let's go on.
What's the situation?
If a person, for Shacharis and Mincha, needs to go back, so he's supposed to go back to the beginning of Ritzeh. But if a person just goes back to Elokeinu V'Elokei Avotenu Yalev Yavo and didn't go back to the words Ritzeh, it quite doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It still works. But you have, and whenever you go back, you continue with Vitechazena and Enu, and you say Baruch Atah Machzer Shechinato Atzion again, and fine. V'im Nizkar, let's continue. V'im Nizkar Kodem Shitchel Modim,
And if you realize before you say modim, omer b'makom shenizkar, you don't go back to the beginning of the bracha ritzei, and you don't have to repeat the bracha baruch atah Hashem machazir shechinato etzion, because you didn't start modim. So you didn't completely leave the previous bracha, you just stick it in between a machazir shechinato etzion, and before you say the words modim. That's if you mention modim. But if you don't realize until you already start the word modim, then in risk, so then you go back. So im nizkar kodim shehishlim tefillah. So if you just say the word modim or anywhere before finishing Shmona Esrei, chozer l'ritzei. V'imlo nizkar ad shehishlim tefillah. So, but if you completely finished davening, chozer l'rosh. Now, what about if you finished amavarechet amei Yisrael b'shalom, but you're still in the middle of Elokai Netzor, or you have a custom to keep saying more psukim. V'imhu ragel lomar tachanunim, that means you ragel to say your own psukim, or you ragel to say Elokai Netzor. Achar tfilaso, which most of us do. V'nizkar achar shehishlim tfilaso kodem shiakor raglav. Chozer l'ritzei. As long as you didn't take your 3 steps back, you go back to ritzei. Now the halacha is, that's a little bit of a could be misleading. It doesn't necessarily go by when you take 3 steps back. If you finish Elokai Netzor, or you say Yira Letzon again afterwards, and you never say more psukim, then you are done. If you know that you're done, then as soon as you finish your psukim, your Elokai Netzor, whatever you always finish, and then you know you're done, then because you know you're done, your das is you're done, you don't need to take 3 steps back. You already are chayef to repeat to the very beginning of Shmona Esrei. You only go back to Ritzei is if you're still in the middle of Shmona Esrei, or potentially, you don't know if you finished saying more psukim. But as soon as you finished for sure, which is most of us, once we finish Elokai Netzor, then even without taking 3 steps back, if that's only when you remember, then you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei completely. I don't know if you need to take 3 steps back again. So many say there's no reason to say Hashem Sifatai Tiftach again. You could, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want. Haga. V'imu safek lim hizker olav. And if you're not sure if you mentioned Yalev Yavo or not, Ein tzarich lachzor. The Rama writes, you're not sure, you don't go back. But that's what not normative halacha is. Most of us know otherwise. So the Rama says, if you're not sure, it hasn't even been 30 days since the last time you said Yalev Yavo. So maybe you're still in the groove a little bit. So the Rama holds, you don't have to go back if it's a suffix if you said Yalev Yavo. Many achronim argue, and they say, no, once, we know you probably didn't say Yalev Yavo. You never say Yalev Yavo all month. So therefore, most say you have to go back and repeat. And that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that you definitely do go back and repeat. You don't even make a tanai. You just daven again. We assume you didn't daven. Some do hold, and that is perhaps what most Sfardim do, is if you should repeat, but you should repeat it with a tanai. Or a tfilas nadava, because maybe you're a yotze. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says, basically, everybody says you're not Yotzei. I'm not even worried to say a tefillah nedava. Mishnah Berurah points out, we're talking about if right away you realize that you skipped Yalev Yavo. However, he says, let's say during Shemona Esrei, you were planning to say Yalev Yavo. The whole Shemona Esrei you had in your mind. Some people hold the finger, they do different things with their hands to help remind them. He knew he was going to say Yalev Yavo. However, he wakes up during Kriya Satara later on and says, wait a second, I don't remember if I said it or not. In that case, he says, we assume you said it, because you had a mind to say it, you knew you had a mind to say it, you were planning to say it, and now you wake up with a suffix, many minutes later, so then he says, you don't have to go back, or at least, it depends on the situation, if you should, shouldn't, tonight, okay, slightly different opinions. Hashushaliach tzibor sheshach minazgar b'shachas ayin le'el. What happens to Shaliach Tzibor? He knows he forgot to say Yalev Yavo, or probably forgot to say Yalev Yavo in his Shacharis. So there we learned, you don't have to go back. Because he's the Shaliach Tzibor. He himself's about to repeat the whole Shacharis again anyway. And he's going to say it there anyway. Not to mention it's a Tircha. Okay. So then he doesn't have to repeat. because he is repeating anyway. Bet v'korin halal bedilug. Now on Rosh Chodesh, we all know we say halal. We say halal bedilug. What does that mean? You leave out two of the paragraphs of halal. Okay, you don't say complete halal. Why? Because we all know halal on Rosh Chodesh is not one of the chiyuvim. We know there's only 18 times Chazal said, 18 days Chazal said to say halal, and Rosh Chodesh didn't make the cut. Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag that we say it. Bein yachid, bein tzibur. Everyone says halal, whether you do daven by yourself or in the tzibur, but it's only a minhag. V'yesh omrim she'atzim mevarchin alav. So the question is, do you say a bracha on a minhag? So real bekitzer, in general, we do not say a bracha. Everyone holds, it's the Gemara, we do not say a bracha on a minhag. Famous example is in Sukkah, when we do chibut aravos, we hit the aravos on the floor, nobody says a bracha on that. That's a Gemara, it's just a minhag. The din de araisa of doing the mitzvah of aravos is what? When you put it on the mizbeach, or when you walk around the mizbeach, on Sukkot, on 7 days. But what we do, we hit it outside. We hit it on the floor, on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a pure minhag. It doesn't even resemble the mitzvah. So therefore, everyone says you don't say a bracha. Hallel is a little bit in between, because Hallel you're saying Divrei Torah. Hallel is the same Hallel you say all year, which is a mitzvah. So in such a case, it's a machloket rishonim. In a case like Hallel, and this type of a minhag, if you say a bracha or not. So in short, the general minhag for Ashkenazim is you do say a bracha in this case, and by Sephardim, you don't. Another fun example is when you light candles on Yom Kippur. When you light candles for Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says it's a minhag. And many say a bracha. Most Ashkenazim, I believe, do say a bracha. The Gra says you don't. And also, it's many Sephardim also do say a bracha, interesting enough. Okay, let's get back to the topic. A bracha, Moroccan say a bracha on Hallel, like Ashkenazim. Okay? V'yesh omrim, she'at zibor mevarchin ala batchila likro et ha'halel. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that only the tzibor says the first bracha, that's the yesh omrim. That's not what he says at the end. V'im birech ligmor ein tzarich lachzor. And if you said the words ligmor, instead of the words likro et ha'halel, Ashkenazim always say likro et ha'halel, Sephardim normally say ligmor et ha'halel. That's the nusach. But here, you don't finish it. So you don't say anyway. Because ligmor sometimes just means to learn and to read. Okay. And some say, and a yachid never says it. Yachid eina mevarech alav, and yachid never says a bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, some say even the tzibur never says the bracha. Not at the beginning, not at the end. Lobasof is when it's yahaluka. That means the shliach tzibur when you're davening with the tzibur, with the minyan. V'zeh das ha-Rambam, and this is the opinion of the Rambam. V'chen nohagim b'chol eretz Yisrael u'sevivoteah. And the minhag of the Rambam, the psak of the Rambam, the minhag by all Sephardim, is not to say a bracha. Right? If you go to a Sephardic shul on Rosh Chodesh, they do not say the bracha. Hagah, the Rama, v'yesh omrim, no, the gam yachin mevarech alav. That by halal, no, even a yachid, even if he's davening at home, he should say the bracha. And this is the minhag in Ashkenaz. So the point, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're, it's in particularly better, in order to avoid a bracha shein etzricha, or a machlokas, it's better to say halal, besides, you always want to daven with a minyan, in particular, it's better to say halal with a minyan. And therefore, let's say you're late to shul, and you walk into shul, and they're davening halal. And you are in the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, or you just walked in. What should you do? Don't daven in order. Start to say halal with them. Number one, it's important to say, it's always nice to say halal with the minyan, and that's where they're holding. Number two, it's you want to say a bracha. And it could be, you don't sit, depends on which rishon, it could be that you only say a bracha on halal if you do it b'tzibur. So therefore, you should say it with them. He says, even during Psukei Dezimra, you should stop in the middle and say halal with them. Okay. All right. That doesn't apply to Shemona Esrei, though, and I don't think it applies to Birchas Kriyat Shema. Okay, let's go on. You're not mafsik for them to say Hallel in the middle. Okay. Mikol makom yizara del mikos betzibor kedei levarich halavim betzibor. But there, right, the Ramah says you should try and say it betzibor. V'yesh omim dekashiyachid kar omer lishnayim shomer imoro shei parakim te'az havi kirabim. And some say if you're alone, or at least try and say it in front of two people versus all by yourself. For the bracha sake. You're going to say the bracha anyway. Okay, now v'nagu kein behodu velo be'ana. And there is such a custom, especially by Hodu, that you do it with somebody else and not by Anna. Okay, it depends on the minute.
By Seder Pesach,
by
you have three people.
Yeah.
So then you do that also.
Yeah, it's good to say it right. with people. Correct. We do the same in Haggadah. Gimel, the Inyan, let me just read one more. Binyan Apsukim Shekoflim Bo, when it comes to redoubling the Psukim, which we all... That is the minhag by Sfardim and Ashkenazim. We all double the psukim starting from, I think it's from Odcha until the end. V'chein b'psukim shishliach tzibor omer ha'kahal onin achrav kol makum kefi minhago. Everyone does it according to their minhag. I'm just going to point out, interesting to point out, a little different minhag between Ashkenazim and Sfardim when it comes to Hodu. Just in case you're not aware, when you go to the opposite Eda, to Davin, if you ever do, the Ashkenazim, when they say Hodu, they always the Chazan says Hodu and whatever it is. Yomru, there you go. Whatever those four psukim are, the Chazan always says that, and the Kahal always answers Hodu, and then says that pasuk also before the Chazan, the next one in advance of the Chazan. So Ashkenazim, they end up saying two psukim for every one. Hodu plus they say each one for themselves. By Sfardim, they don't answer Hodu. Just so you know, Ashkenazim answer Hodu after the Chazan. The Sfardim, they never answer Hodu. They just, each one just says the pasuk, the way it's written. And, okay, we'll stop here.